Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel, and we're talking about business planning. Folks, I bet you never thought about, well, sure you've thought about it because you've heard me talk about some of this stuff. Business planning is not some, you know, ivory tower kind of thing that you do at some high level and you produce this wonderful document that your banker swoons over and venture capitalists throw money at you for. That's not what this is at all. If you pardon the sports metaphor, ladies, it's just blocking and tackling. It's basically just turning the lights on in the kitchen and taking the garbage out and turning the oven on and putting something. You know, I'm going to try to do it. Use all everybody's metaphors here, Ed. I mean, business planning, folks, it's regular decisions. It's just that you try to think about what you're going to do in advance. The only difference, Ed, between business planning decisions and decisions that you make are one is thinking about the future when you're going to do this, and the other is in the moment, right?
You know, you just said it perfectly, but let me give you a great analogy with what you just said. It's the same thing as when we leave to go to work in the morning. Do we take something out of the freezer for dinner, or do we get home at 6 o'clock and say, it's too late, let me order in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and ordering in is three times the amount of taking something out of the freezer and popping it in the oven.
I just eat a peanut butter sandwich. I don't really order in. but yeah, no, that's exactly right. So, folks, don't get all worked up about business. And I'll tell you something, Ed. My friend Tim Berry, who's the world's guru on business planning and, you know, founder of Palo Alto Software, his new book, it talks about this sort of thing. I mean, the man who invented basically business planning for small businesses talks about what you and I are talking about.
Well, you know, Jim, I think often what we forget is these things you and I talk about and many of the other successful business owners talk about, we talk about it because it's what we did to create and achieve the successes we have.
Right.
Which is now what we want to do is share with others what we did to get where we are.
Right, right.
You know, so these are not, you know, things that are unproven or pie-in-the-sky things. These are things you have to do if you're really looking to achieve the successes you want.
So the good news is, Ed, is a lot of people listening, they're already doing it. They're just not thinking about it as planning. And with just a little bit of forethought, a little bit of awareness now, they can say, okay, I'm making these decisions today. I could have made this decision. I could have known yesterday that I was going to make this decision today. And so I could have said, okay, you know, when I have to make that decision tomorrow, what am I going to do? By thinking about it, by making a note, for example, that I'm going to make this decision, you got a chance to sleep on it. You know, when you sleep on a decision, it's a lot clearer the next morning.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And folks, that could be business plan writ simple, right, Ed?
Well, yes, and you know you keep emphasizing the simplicity of it, and it really is. I think when we talk about business planning, people are thinking of, you know, just like you said, the stuff that mm-hmm. people in the ivory towers are doing. And what I'm talking about with business planning is the simplicity of it. You know, the basic steps. The knowing that I want to send something out today so that I can use ground, FedEx ground, rather than having to, you know, rush it by personal courier on Wednesday.
Right, right.
You know, the little things, but the little things add up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, just to kind of bring it all together, your customers will see that you've got it together. And when customers see that you run your business efficiently and effectively, they want to do business with you.
Well, let me tell you another benefit of this thing, Ed. Folks, if you can do what Ed's talking about, plan, do a little planning for tomorrow. If you can plan for tomorrow, in a few days, you can start planning for the week. And if you can do that in a week or two, you can start planning for the month, and then the quarter, and then the year. And that's when you can start building financial spreadsheets that Ed and I have talked about in the past. that will allow you to forecast when you're going to be short of cash, and you can go to your banker and say, "Hey, banker, in about 3 months, I'm going to need a loan to because I'm going to have a little cash shortfall." And your banker's going to look at you and say, "When did you get so smart?" Right?
And then they'll be confident in lending you the money.
Absolutely. And you didn't even have to take a bound document to them, did you, Ed?
Oh, yeah. It's not about that.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, I need your website again, please.
Oh, check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Come back again real soon.
I'm looking forward to it,
We enjoyed it. Good job today. Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ed joined us. Quick break. After the news, I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.